Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Chof Gimel Omid Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're starting a brand new Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, which is Dine HaKore VaHamakre, the halachos of the person who's laning and the person who's getting the aliyah. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Tzarech Likros Me'umad, the person who's laning has to be standing, laning while he's standing up, as well as the person who's getting the aliyah, they should be standing up. And Vafilu Lismo Chatzmo LaKosel, and even to lean against the wall, or La'amud, on the bima, is osur, is not permitted. Unless, Elohim Kain Hu Bal Bosur, unless he's an obese person, which we'll explain in the Mishneh Berurah, in Sivkot and Dalet, includes somebody that's a chola or a zokain. The Ramah adds, Hagah, the Chain HaChazan HaKori, Tzorech La'amud HaKori. The Ramah says that the person who's laning also has to be standing up, along with the person who is getting the aliyah. Mishneh Berurah in Sif Aleph, Chatan Aleph explains, Hakriya Shekorin B'tzibur. When we're talking here about the laning, it's the laning that we're laning in the tzibur. And we learn this out, that you have to stand up based upon the Levush, who darshin zemil d'chsiv v'atopo amod imodi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you stand here with me. Mashma, afilu Hashem Yizbarach, hamakri l'Moshe, kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's laning to Moshe Rabbeinu, hoya omed kaviyochel, stand here with me, implies HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing kaviyochel. Vim Kain, and therefore Kol Shekain, certainly Shekoy Yisrael Hayu Omdim Mipnei Emas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hanosi Nosa. So all of Klai Yisrael has to certainly stand up as well when they're receiving the Torah or when they're getting an Aliyah, because one should stand in awe and trepidation in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of the Torah. V'amrin and Ode, furthermore we say Kishem Shenitno Ba'ema, just like the Torah was given with great awe, Kach Onu Tzrichim Linog Bo Ba'ema, so too when we're getting an Aliyah, when we're laning from the Torah, we should also stand there in great awe. However, he brings down from various achronim, b'di'evit, after the fact, shekorim yushav, if the person did read the laning while he was sitting down, yotze, one would be b'di'evit yotze, vein tzorech lachzav likros, you don't have to go and reread that aliyah. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah writes, v'afilu lismo chatzmo, even to lean on something is not correct. Hainu, and this is even talking about, he brings down the name of the Magen Avraham Neshay Gesayeh, afilu smicho kitzas, even a little bit of a leaning on the beam or on a wall. Sheminotelo so dover lo yipol, if you were to remove that thing from him, he wouldn't fall down. Nevertheless, gamkein osur, this is still forbidden, prohibited to lean on anything. Tzorech lamo be'emo, because a person has to hear stand with awe. Now, Dirshu footnote number one brings down an idea that we've had previously, that we said that they're standing, they're sitting, and then there's leaning. And leaning, if you're leaning on something, in Shemot Esri, for example, which if you remove the thing from in front of you, you wouldn't fall down, so halachically we view that as still standing. But this is different. He writes, L'fi hatzad shetama itzru mishum tfilo tzricho lios be'ema, av smicho b'miktsas asura. When you're saying over here that this has to be done with absolute awe, so you can't have absolute awe if you're leaning on something. So if a person is strong enough that he doesn't have to lean on something, he certainly shouldn't lean on anything, even if he wouldn't fall down if he wasn't leaning on that item. Sivkot and Gimel o La'omud, onto the Bima, who Shulchan HaKriya. This is talking about the table that we're laning on. The Sefer Torah is on the table. Or Chihai Gabna, or anything similar to this. Sivkot and Dali, the Mishneh Berurah writes, unless the person is a Baal Basar, unless he's obese and he can't stand up so easily, he has to lean on something. Likewise, the Mishneh Berurah says, Hu Adin Chole o Zokin. This would be true if a person is sick or elderly, he's infirm in some sort of way. And the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishneh Berurah writes, he brings this down. Af midvar of mashma lechora demutra afilu smicha gemura. Such a sick person would be able to even lean fully. The efshu myrishi efshu lo belav hachi. And we're talking here about somebody, he says, probably who cannot stand at all if he doesn't lean on something or needs to lean a lot on it. Harbe shekosh lo amidably smicha. As the Mishneh Berurah says, he needs to lean heavily on something because he can't stand without it. So an elderly or an infirm person would be allowed to lean on something. However, achizor yismoch kitzas, he should only lean as much as he has to. V'lo yismoch kokach, and he shouldn't lean so much, achminotel osu dor yipol, that he would fall down if you remove that item. Again, unless the person has no choice. V'miyev sholo lismoch, kiim bein zeh, the person nebuch is incapable of standing up unless he's being heavily supported by a walker or by leaning on somebody or something, or he has to even sit in a wheelchair. V'tzorich sad l'samcho, he needs something to support him, mutu gam bezeh, then b'diyevet, it certainly is for this person, l'chatrila, he has no choice. He would be allowed to get an aliyah even while he's sitting down or leaning heavily on something. However, achlo yishon al hamapo shel hashulchan. If at all things are possible, don't lean on the covering that's on the bima, on the what we call the mapa, the cover of the shulchan, because that's a tashmish kedushahu, and that's a separate halacha that you shouldn't use tashmishay kedusha, something that's serving the kedusha, serving the sefer Torah. You shouldn't make light of that and use it in a non-halachically indicated way. So in this situation, lean ella halashulchan atzmo. Better to lean on the table itself rather than the mapa that's covering the table. The issue footnote number 3 explains that we've already learned this in Simon Membeis. Shadover she'ena wella tashmish de tashmish ein bok dusha klal. Something that serves. The table serves the mapa, which serves the Sefer Torah. So in this situation, there is not as much of a stringency on the table as there would be on the mapa. So if you have to lean on something, preferable to lean on the table rather than on the mapa that covers the table. Sivkan, hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, commenting on what the Ramah said, that the person who's reading also has to be standing up. The one who's laning, the Balkori, has to be standing up. V'adin haskan, shomei etzel Sefer Torah. This is true as well for the Gabbai that's standing next to the Sefer Torah. Od kasev shom, he further writes there, this is from the Shari Ephraim, pomim shal Sefer Torah arucha o gedol harbe. Sometimes you have a very long, big Sefer Torah, and if you have it lying on the table and you want to look at the very top lines of the Sefer Torah, you basically have to lean on the bima in order to be able to see it properly. Vakori shetzorich likros mitoch haksav, and since the person who's leaning has to actually read from the Sefer Torah, he can't read by heart, so he has to literally be able to see, so he has to lean somewhat on the bima in order to be able to go see the top lines of the Sefer Torah. And likewise, v'cheno ola, the person getting the aliyah, shetzorich liros b'sefer Torah, he has to look inside the Sefer Torah, masha makro lefonov, what the Balkori is reading in front of him, likros achro b'lachav, she has to read along with it silently. And the avsholem liros b'rosh adaf, in loki sheshochen atzim somuch l'sefer Torah, and they're not able to see the top unless they're bent over, leaning somewhat on the shulchan in order to be able to see the top lines of the Sefer Torah. And as a result, they're leaning somewhat on the shulchan in order to be able to see the very top lines. So yesh latir, in this situation, that's not called leaning, that's permissible. Why? Sharinir lakol, because anybody's seeing this easily is visible to them. Shein smichazu der gaiva. They're not standing up there because they're an arrogant person leaning like an emperor leaning back on an easy chair. Shezeu kishomi zaku v'samuch. The person normally would be standing straight and upright. Since he's leaning over here and bent over, this is called Amida Be'emahu. This, because he has no alternative, is also called standing with awe and trepidation, even though he's bent over, leaning on the table. And he can, in this situation, stand the way he is. And likewise, the skan, the person on the side, the gabbai, who's pointing out the place, he's holding the yad, the silver yad, showing them the place. So he also has to sometimes lean in order to be able to show them the place. He likewise has this heter to lean somewhat on the table if that's the only way he can show it, the very top amud, the very top lines of the amud. In order to do so, he has to lean a little bit. So in all of these situations, we're talking about where there is no alternative, so then you can lean a little bit on the bima. However, achizar, but one should be very careful that as soon as it's no longer necessary for you to lean, after you've read the top lines, and you no longer need to lean against the table, because now you're in the middle of the amud, and you could just stand upright and see those lines clearly. So now you're no longer at the very top. And now you're in the middle of the amud, or just lower down, that you don't have to lean against the table. And you're able to see the middle without having to lean on the table. So now, yiskov mishchiya. So now you should stand upright and not be bent over leaning on the table. This way you're not going to be leaning at all. That's preferable. And these are the end of the words of the Shari Ephraim. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Lo Yikru Shnayim. Two people shouldn't be reading at the same time. In other words, the person who's getting the aliyah and the laner shouldn't be reading out loud at the same time. So what should they do? Eloha Ola Kore Ushliach Tzibur Shosek. The person who's getting the aliyah should read out loud, and the chazin, the Shliach Tzibur, should not be reading. He should be silent. Now, this is, of course, different than what we do, which we'll explain in a second. Alternatively, the Mechaber says, if the person getting the aliyah can't read or doesn't want to read, so then the Baal Kore can go be the one reading. O Shliach Tzibur Kore, so then the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, the Baal Kore can read. Va'ola lo yikra b'korom, and the person getting the aliyah should not read out loud. As we'll see, he should read quietly, but he shouldn't read out loud. But he has to read along silently, quietly, along with the person who's laning, because otherwise his bracha would be a bracha of atola. What should he do? He should read very quietly under his breath, so to say, that even he himself can't hear what he is saying, but he should say it along very, very quietly. So in this situation, either he can go up, Mechaber says, and go read from the Torah, and then the laner, the Baal Koreh, doesn't have to lane at all, or let the laner go and lane, and he should say along very, very quietly. Even he himself shouldn't be able to hear it, but he should move his lips and say each word, and this way his bracha won't be a bracha levatolim. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. The Ramah adds, "Vafilu mashmili oznov lek lemechash." Even if he is able to hear what he said, that's okay. It's not the end of the world if the person who is getting the aliyah quietly goes and says it, but even he himself could hear it, that's okay. Below odif mitvila, this is no better than tvila, Shmon Esrei, kidel al simon kuf aleph, which we said that if the person goes and hears what he's saying in the Shmon Esrei, that's not called saying it out loud. As long as other people can hear it, that's fine. So to over here, if the person getting the aliyah says it loud enough that he himself can hear it, but as long as other people can't hear it, so you don't have this trei kola, you don't have the person who's laning plus the person who's getting the aliyah both saying the laning out loud, so then bid the evidence okay as well. That's Sif Beis. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Vav. The Mishnah Berurah says two people shouldn't read together. Why? Because we have this famous rule, the trei kol lo mishtamoy, because two voices cannot be heard simultaneously. Whenever you want to do something and you're trying to be yotzei with one person reading it, you can't have two people reading because it's very difficult to distinguish between the two. You'll hear half from this person, half from that person, and that's no good. So we have a rule, two voices cannot be easily distinguished and heard. With one rare exception, something like the Megillah, which people have such a love for, technically two people could read. But in general, we have this rule, trei koli lo mishtamoy, two voices shouldn't be saying something simultaneously if you're trying to be yotzi with them, because you won't be able to distinguish and hear each voice separately. Sivkot and Zion, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ushliach Tzibur Shosek, in this situation where the person getting the aliyah decides to lane, so then the chazan, the person who's laning, should be silent. Miu. Let's say the person who's getting the aliyah in those days where the person who gets the aliyah would be allowed to lane, and he doesn't know the laning so well. He makes mistakes in the nekudos, he mispronounces words, or he doesn't remember the trop. So the professional Baal Kari who's up there can assist him and help him quietly by, let's say, saying a word in front of him before he says it, or by prompting him with the right word or the right pronunciation or the right trop, and then the person who's getting the aliyah will say it out loud. Sivkot and Ches. Alternatively, the Mechaber had said, Oshliach Tzibur Kore, you let the professional Baal Kore, the person who's the regular laner, go up there and lane, and the person getting the aliyah should just say it along very quietly. And this is, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, Uchemin Hagenu Achshav. This is what we do nowadays. In all shuls, we don't have the person who's calling up to get the aliyah expectation that he will lane. We have the regular Baal Koreh, and he lanes for everybody. Maybe some people can do the laning themselves, so why don't we let them do it? Shel olam no, ha-shliach tzibur koreh. We always have the shliach tzibur, the chazan, the professional Baal Koreh, go and lane over here. Afilu kisholu baki. Many times the person who's getting the aliyah could also lane it. Nevertheless, we don't allow this. Why? Kidei shel olavayis eshmi she'eno yodeh likros. Because he brings down the name Tosos in the Gemara, we don't want to embarrass somebody, because the whole purpose of having a set Baal Kriya is that nobody should be embarrassed, because the people that don't know how to lane will be embarrassed to get an aliyah. So we want to make sure everybody can get an aliyah. So therefore, we say across the board, whoever gets the aliyah is not going to lane. The Baal Koreh will lane for everybody. So therefore, if you were to go up there and say, I know how to lane, I'll do my aliyah, that would be defeating the purpose of having a professional Baal Koreh over there that's laning for everybody. Because then people will say, well, why didn't you read your laning? It's obviously because you're an ignoramus, you don't know how to read the laning. So therefore, low plug across the board, whether the person getting the aliyah could lane his aliyah or not, we don't allow him to. Another reason he says, brings this down in the name of the Rosh, that you're going to have people that think they know the laning. Oh, sure, I know how to lane my aliyah, and they'll read it, and they'll read it very poorly. They won't know the proper trup, they won't know the proper pronunciations, they'll get all the vowels mixed up, the nekudos they won't say right, and therefore they're going to do a terrible job. Vatzibur ain't yotzim b'kriyosim, and the tzibur will in fact not be yotze with that terrible laning. You're going to tell them then, okay, so you can't lane. They're going to say, who are you to tell me that I can't lane? And if you go and start doing a faher and everybody when they go up to lane, or you do the faher beforehand, and you say, no, Reuven, you're not allowed to get your aliyah. Shimon, you can get the aliyah. Levi, you can't get the aliyah. Yehuda, you can get the aliyah. It's going to cause terrible fights in the shul. What are you saying? He knows how to lane. I don't know how to lane. I have a better voice than him, etc., etc. So therefore, Chazal were very smart, and they said, once we're concerned over here that people that don't know how to lane are going to need a professional Baal Koreh, they're going to need the laner to go and lane for them, so we across the board, everybody, no matter how brilliant they are, they're the regular Baal Koreh the rest of the time. Nevertheless, when they get their aliyah, we insist that they do not lane their aliyah. We have the regular Baal Kriya go and lane for them. Sivkot and Test. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Likrosi Mashliach Tzibur, but the person who's getting the Aliyah should say silently along with the laner, with the Baal Koreh, Hainu Mitoch Haksav, and he should not say it outside. He shouldn't say it by heart, but he should look inside and try to follow along with the person who's laning and say it along with them. Sivkot Nyur Levatola, because if not, it would be a Baruch Levatola. The law is stabbed because it doesn't make any sense to say Shiyavarach Oleh, the person getting the Aliyah should make a bracha, Akriyas HaShliach Tzibur, for the fact that the Shliach Tzibur is going to lane. So he has to say it himself in some way, even if he doesn't know it well, as he reads along with the laner, so he'll be able to do it, hopefully, and therefore in this situation, the bracha that he's making is going on his own reading, even though the rest of the Tzibur is not hearing that. And in fact, Sivkot Yud Aleph, as we explained in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to say it very quietly. Benachas, the Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy. Again, because of this rule that we said before, that if both the person getting the Aliyah and the laner, the Baal Koreh, were going to be laying out loud, then the Tzibur wouldn't know who they're listening to and be very difficult for them to be Yotze. And therefore, over here, we're not concerned when he reads it very quietly with this concept of Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy, Lo Shaychi, Kiyim Bekori Bekol Ram. We're not concerned over here that people are going to not be able to distinguish between the laner and the person getting the Aliyah, because the person getting the Aliyah is saying it so softly that nobody, even himself, can't hear it, and therefore we don't have the problem of Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy. Sivkot Nyud Beis, Shelo Yashmili Oznov L'Chatrila, he shouldn't even hear it himself. He should just be mouthing the words, but he doesn't have to hear it himself. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin in the Beis Yosef, Shevi Sad, L'Zemi Sefer Zohar. There's actually support for this to say it very, very quietly from the Zohar for Kabbalistic reasons. However, Sivkot Nyud Gimel, he brings down the Ramah that says it's not the end of the world if he does hear it. V'afilu Mashmiya L'Oznov L'Ekel HaMeichash, if he does hear himself say it, it's not the end of the world. Rotz Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains over here, Abdi Yosef Tov Shalom L'Shmi L'Oznov L'Chatchilo, he really shouldn't hear what he's saying. He should say it so quietly that he can't hear what he's saying. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom Mashmiya, if he were to hear what he's saying, Gam Kein L'Ekel HaMeichash, we don't have to be concerned about this at all. The Lo Odif Mitvila, this is no different or better than the Shmoneh Esrei, which we've already said. Shetiknu Gam Kein B'Lachash, which Chazal said should be said silently, and you shouldn't say it out loud. But even over there, you're allowed to hear what you're saying, as we've already explained in Simon Kufalov, Sif Beis, and so too over here, Hochanami Kane. The same halacha applies over here, that you don't have to be able to hear what you're saying, but if you did hear what you're saying, as long as other people aren't able to hear it, we don't have a problem of Trei Koli Lo L'Shtamoy, and it is perfectly acceptable. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Dogim Lahamid Misha Makri La'ola Mila B'Mila. There is a custom to have that in those days when somebody would go and get the Aliyah and he would lane, so he wouldn't necessarily know it, so somebody would read it along very quietly and silently in front of him, word for word, so the person would be reading, let's say, from a Chumash, and then the person getting the Aliyah would look inside the Sefer Torah and read it from the Sefer Torah. V'achar shegomer ha-makri ha-mila omru ha-ola. So, for example, if you say Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, and you didn't know that, so the person would be reading from a Chumash, the Gabbai would read Vayidaber Hashem, and the person getting the Aliyah would read Vayidaber Hashem, El Moshe. The person getting the Aliyah would say El Moshe. Rabbi would say Lemor, and the person would say Lemor. And in this way, they would basically allow a person who didn't necessarily know the laning to be able to lane properly. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nyud Dalet writes, Rotsulomer, he means to say over here, the Kivan Shein Omrim Shnein Bavasacha, since both of them are not saying it simultaneously, the person who's the Gabbai is saying it very quietly in front of him, and now the person getting the Aliyah is saying it out loud, so therefore it's no problem of Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy. The Kivan Shein Omrim Shnein Bavasacha, Leka Chashash, the Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy. Since they're not both saying it together, we don't have this concern over here that two voices can't be heard properly. That will conclude today's share.